Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word. God is good to me. He's so good to me. He's been faithful to his word, and his love is forever. God is good to me.
Good to me, forevermore.
He's been faithful to His word, and His love is forever. God is good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. He's been faithful to His word, and His love is forever. God is good to me.
Has God been good to you? Why don't you turn to your friend and ask your friend, has God been good to you? Has God been good to you? Wonderful, wonderful. So, God has been good to us for all these years, this month, this year, and this particular year. And this is the last Sunday of the year. Hallelujah. This Sunday will never come again. After today, it will be history. And you are part of history. Hallelujah. So we want to say, how can we say thanks to God for all the things He has done for us? We want to say, to God be the glory for all the things He has done. Hallelujah. But before that, just shake somebody's hand. Welcome somebody to church.
Chobi insana kase mpabi chobi.
How can I say thanks for the things You've done for me?
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Things so undeserved.
Yet
You gave to prove Your love for me. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. And all that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to Thee.
How can I say it again?
How can I say thanks?
How can I say thanks?
For the things You've done for me. Things so undeserved, yet You gave to prove Your love for me. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. And all that I am and never ought to be, I give it all to Thee.
To God the glory.
To God be the glory. To
God
be the glory.
Lift up your hands and say,
glory for the things He has done.
Father, for this day. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you. And we thank you for everything in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Join us together for Jesus and let's take our seat. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church today?
That's
the last Sunday of the year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. So I have titled my message for this morning. Very, very important message this morning. And it is, how can I say thanks? The title of my message this morning is, how can I say thank you?
Hallelujah.
Because you see, many of us, we don't know how to say thanks. When we are blessed, when we are enjoying the benefits of God, we know we have to say thank you, but we don't know how to say thanks. And what makes you say thanks? How can I say thanks also? Actually, also means what makes you say thank you.
And this one is then a man what me a castle medase.
What will motivate you to thank God?
Then a best me a castle rade medawase.
What will make you raise your hand and say thank God? Without anyone telling you that, raise your hand to say thank you. What will make you do that?
Then a man what me a yes, sir.
Number one,
you
have to thank God for the material blessings that he gives you. You have to thank God for the blessings, material blessings that he gives you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says in the book of 1 Chronicles 29:12 following, but it said that wealth and honor comes from you. Wealth and honor comes from you. Who is speaking? David. David is acknowledging that everything that he has come from God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for everything that he gives to us, which is very, very, very important.
Amen.
Now let's turn about to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, we are going from 1 to 3. How can I say thanks? How can I say thanks? And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also ye have our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature children of wrath, even as others. How can we give thanks? You give thanks when you recognize what you used to be. When you are able to recognize what you used to be. You see, many people easily forget things. And so, when you forget, it's so difficult to be appreciative and thankful.
So,
the Bible says that in time past, what were you doing?
Now we are doing.
You were walking according to the course of this world.
Now, Nancy,
you were following the prince of the air. Which means that in time past you were just following your desires and your flesh. Anything that you felt like doing, you will do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You were in the world.
Now we are seeing.
Remember, do you remember how you used to be?
What can I say now?
There are some people, they can't really associate with what I'm saying. But others understand what I'm saying. Is there anyone here who understands what I'm saying? That in time past, you used to walk according to the course of this world. What is the course of this world? In time past, by now, if you are still counting, more than 200 men would have finished sleeping with you. If you were still counting. Hey!
Hey!
In time past, you how many of you think that this thing is true in your life, that if God had not saved you, you would still have been counting? You know, there are some people who are being dishonest, but who mind them?
Will
not mind them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey! He said you used to do anything. If you felt like having sex.
Person you been there?
I remember somebody told me.
Obi catch me say.
He said, Bishop, I want to have sex.
Was it Bishop? Person many you been there?
And he said that if I don't have sex for a certain period of time, I cannot survive.
In maybe you know my nebia, yeah, mint.
And I said why? He says that it makes me feel that I am loved.
Was it and mommy who say Obi dummy?
Wow. This person is walking according to the course of this world and according to the power of the air, the prince of the power of the air. In time past, you couldn't sleep without drinking. Hey, you people, as I say, I'm talking to people who don't have any past. Hey! In time past, you could not eat without drinking. You need to take some thoughts. In time past, every other week, one boy will be you. And you have a broken heart.
When you're broken heart.
In time past, you used to do things.
Now you're not be brave.
In time past. But he says that.
Or say,
verse 1. Let's read the verse 1. He says that, and you had it quickened,
sorry,
who were dead in sins. So now, you have been changed,
though.
But in time past, some of the sisters who are sitting here today, when you look at their faces, they look very smooth, innocent, innocentia. Innocent.
With their
glasses, looking at you like this.
Some more shall say,
"Hey,
hey!"
It is only because now they have been quickened. And God has forgiven them and raised them from the dead. But if you knew what they were doing in that past, they were jumping like frogs on beds. Hey! Doing all manner of things. Some of you guys were stealers.
It means
you were thieves. In times past, you enter into a shop and even ladies' panties you were stealing. Some of you guys, when you were in secondary school, you were always stealing other ladies' panties to wear.
Dressing.
Hey! You were doing anything.
No, you be bia.
Unless they don't push you. You fall on the bed. Open sesame. Open door policy. In time past. But now, verse 1 says, had he quickened. So now you're almost like you don't know anything. Look at the next brother or sister, especially the sisters. Look at the next sister sitting next to you. Some of them not less than 13 men. But today, they look like angels. I know some of them, they used to go to disco.
Hey!
Yeah, one of them got born again and saved the other person.
And I didn't know
today they are married.
And they say, "How are you?"
Maybe she's the next person sitting next to you.
I can't check
in time past. Look at them. She was, they were going to disco together. And she got born again and brought this one to church. And today they are all pastors. Hey! How can I say thank you? In time past, every story we have, we say have a person behind it too. There's an order behind the story. Pastor Berlin, do you remember?
Hey.
In time past. Some of our brothers who dance here, dancing stars. In time past. So they were street dancers. Doing all manner of things. But Bible said now. God had quickened. God has brought us to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that we don't have desires.
And just hear me out in count.
Everybody has desires. But in time past,
now, so
any desire that comes, we just do. Recently, I went to do a naming ceremony. And as I was doing the same one, the little boy that I was holding, as I was anointing the boy with oil, I felt on my arms powerful air
from my BAP
coming like that. I said, wow.
They say, hey.
So I looked at the parents.
So if your name is me,
I said, these parents, if anything like that happened, they can control it.
But
this young, this baby, he doesn't have any control.
He
works, he does things freely according to his desires. He doesn't have any self-control. And some of you, in time past, that's how you were. You didn't have any self-control. But now, you can control yourself. So Christianity is not the absence of desires. But it is now that God has quickened you. So even when the desires come, you are able to put it under control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if there's anything to give thanks to God to, is it not one of the reasons why you can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If some of when you come to church, raise your hand, you don't raise your hand. To God be the glory, and your hand is down. Look, you should by now. Where would you be by now? If this God has not come to die for you, if your sins have not been forgiven, where would you be? If I were you, I would just. You see, if you remember how many boys used to sleep, some of you used to do gala. Gala. Do you know gala? It means that mokwaya mokwaba. One person finishes, Sometimes five boys. And then just like Mary Magdalene. One day Jesus met you.
Yes, we shall.
And Jesus saved you.
No,
now you are in church. You said to God be the glory. Yes, you have forgotten that you used to walk according to the prince of the power of the air. That's why you can't say thanks. That is why you can't say thanks. But if you remembered where you used to be, nobody should tell you to give thanks. Some of you start from the back and roll to the front. Saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say thank you, Jesus.
So say,
don't behave as those who don't understand what God has done for them. Do you
know
what it means to be born again? It means that you have the power to live for Christ. And don't forget what God has done for you. To have salvation
so benya
is the greatest blessing you can ever have. Greatest blessing.
That's
when you came to church, maybe you didn't have this year, so you're saying that God has been good to us this year. Let's thank God. You are blessed, because to you, you didn't get any money or any breakthrough. But you have salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the way to say thanks for this is in Romans 12:1.
Romans 12:1.
Not only with your mouth, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just reasonable. After all God has done for you, it is reasonable that you show your appreciation to God by making yourself holy. Presenting your body as a living sacrifice. It's a way of saying thank you. In some countries, I hear if somebody visits you and they want to say thank you, it means you can sleep with them. Yeah. You say thank you. You've been there before. Yes. That's a way of saying thank you.
With my Danny Panasa.
What a shock.
Shock.
But the way we can say thank you to God, after what he has done for us, is not only to sing praises and thanksgiving to God, which we have used about 3 weeks to talk about. Haven't we used 3 weeks also to talk about that one? But another way to say thank you is to present yourself as a living sacrifice. To show that I appreciate what you have done for me. I understand where you have brought me from. And thank you. Thank you. Present your body. Let your body be used for God. Let your body be used for God. Let your energy be used for God. It's a way of saying thank you. You see, saying thank you means that you are showing appreciation. You understand what the person has done for you. Is that also?
Yeah.
Saying thank you, that you understand what the person has done for you. And one of the ways we can show to God and appreciate him that we understand what he has done for us is to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We understand. So if you find it difficult to do anything in church, it means you don't understand. You are not saying thank you to God. You don't understand. That is why when somebody gets born again, a person tells me that, since I joined the church, nobody gives us money. There's no welfare in the church. You don't understand. This is not PWD. You know PWD, Public Works Department. This is not bank. What this is? No. This is a place that you come to appreciate that once upon a time, you were dead in your sins. You were walking according to the prince of the power of the air. You were walking according to any silly thing that comes to your mind, you will do. But now, God has saved you. So you don't think about money. You don't think about anything. You just think about giving your body to God. Just think of it. It's a way of saying thank you.
And also, stress out dana say.
Yeah, appreciate.
Na me dawa say.
Appreciation.
Yes, on dana say.
So, if you are in church,
so sorry,
you have to be forced before you do anything for God.
I see and share once. Why
you don't appreciate your salvation?
If I say unquaje no, I say unti ase na enso.
Were you expecting anything different? You don't appreciate your salvation.
Unquaje no, I say enso weni.
Even to come to church, if you appreciate your salvation, and a bus, you see, a bus brought you one time, two times, three times, four times. You gave your life to Jesus. You have finished New Believer School.
New Believer School.
You have been through Fruitful Believer School. If I were you, and I understood what had happened to me, I'm not going to wait for a bus to bring me to church. I will come myself. To say, Lord, thank you that I was once dead in sin. I was going to hell, but you met me on the way and you turned my life around. If I had to walk, I would walk to church. Just last Friday, we're
going
to have this youth rally.
Yeah, youth rally.
And they were talking, and somebody said that when you get on the junction, you walk. And then one of the guys was saying, hey, this, can you walk to that place? And I remember I was younger than that person when I got born again. And yet I used to walk from Takoradu to Sekendi just to follow up a soul. What is the difference? What is the difference? It's about 30 kilometers. What is the difference? Is that so? Wow. I didn't even know. And we used to walk. If you appreciated your salvation, you wouldn't say that a bus didn't come to that. Yes, it's true. Maybe now you are still going to New Believers. You are still understanding. But after a while,
maybe
you should appreciate and say, hey, you see, you have to, is that what God has done for me? Is that what God has done for me? That he has saved me.
So why, Jimmy?
That's why I sang that song. And we shall sing it. You see, when you were singing that song, you didn't understand it. That's why I had to beg you to raise your hand. You don't understand. You only want to come and dance. You see, but that alone is not appreciation. You can't ask those who are married. Let their wives serve them food every day, but not appreciate them in other ways. The food will mean nothing. And some of us, the dance and singing is like we are giving food to God. But there are other important things that you can use to say thank you. And it's only reasonable. That after God has been so grateful to you, to give you the greatest gift of the world.
So amount
to give you his own child to die for you.
So me woman
that you also now present your body to die for him, to work for him, to sacrifice for him. What are you doing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is number one. Have you been blessed? So that's number two, isn't it? Okay, any number. The next one. How can I say thanks? You see, this message is almost like also, how can I say thanks when I think of what you have done for me? How? When I think of the things you have done for me, how can I say thanks? Nothing. I mean, is there anybody who can tell me really what you can do to say thank you to God for all that? And you'll be satisfied that I've done enough, Jay.
No, I can say already.
Oh. You see, another way you can say thank you to God is don't be silent. Don't stay silent about what God has done for you. When all is well, don't be silent. You know, some of us, we only talk about what God has done for us, or we become only active in church and do things when things are bad.
It's
a journey. Oh, Johnny, remember where you coming from and where your life would have been. God bless you with a better life. And now you don't have time for him. Oh, Johnny. Johnny doesn't have time for God after God has blessed him. Johnny, you used to do this. You used to do that. But now that God has blessed you, now you don't have time for me. Let's go on. So let's go to Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. Don't stay silent. Hey! In Genesis, a very wonderful story, Genesis 40 and 41, a very powerful story of people who don't show appreciation when good things are done for them and also forget. And therefore, it doesn't make you to be thankful. Hallelujah!
Amen.
It's today Thanksgiving Sunday. Tell your friend, how can we say thank you to Jesus? Genesis 40 is the story. You remember that Joseph was put in prison. And then he was in prison for a while. He became the prison prophet. And in prison, a lot of things happened. And one of the things that happened was that two guys had a dream. Do you remember?
Okay.
Two guys had a dream. Butler and the cupbearer had a dream. Now in verse 12 to 14.
Now verse 12.
And Joseph said unto him.
Now Joseph catcher and he said,
this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head and restore thee unto thy place. And
thou
shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand. After the former manner when thou was his butler. Listen to what he ended by saying. But
Nanso,
think on me when it shall be well with thee.
Kai me seni
ne siya. He said, but think of me.
I say Nanso kai me.
When it shall be well with thee.
And
show kindness, I pray thee unto me.
Na yen yo ma pebi mame me
pa ocho. And make mention of me unto Pharaoh.
Na bo mi din che Pharaoh.
And bring me out of this house.
Na yi mi fi se fiasi.
All of us are struggling here.
Yen na ye brewa ha si.
All of us are suffering.
Yen na ye brewa ha.
Now somehow I can see God is going to deliver you.
Me nyami ebe yi we fiasi.
But when God delivers you, please, I beg you, think of me.
Kai me.
Remember me.
Kai me.
You see, many of us, God has delivered us from sin. God has taken us out of the world.
But we are
not thinking of our brothers.
We are
not thinking of anyone to bring anybody to church. He said, remember, because bring me out of this house. Prison is not a good place to be in. And many of the people of the world are in prison. In time past, we were all in prison. But someone thought of us. So he told us, please, think of me when it shall be well with you. Verse 20. The same 40, verse 20. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. May somebody receive restoration to your former place in Jesus' name. You used to be somewhere, but you are not there again. May there be a restoration on your life in Jesus' name. Then, Bible says, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand, but he hung the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them.
Verse
23.
Listen.
Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph,
but Joseph
forgot him. Everybody say forgot him.
Forgot him.
Yeah. Can you write that in English today? You can't. So if you are listening to me, go and write it, you see. But forgot him. Unless you write it to bracket King James Version. After God had delivered according to his word and the word of the prophet, and this man had been restored, he forgot about
Joseph.
And many times, see, one of the reasons why people don't thank God, as I said earlier,
is that
they forget where they are coming from. They forget.
Omurefi.
So they can't say thank you. They forget.
Omurefi.
So he forgot.
Omurefi.
Then we go to Genesis 41.
Genesis 41.
Verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. The man forgot about him for 2 years. We were both together in prison. All struggling. Then somehow God through me delivered you. I just said, when you go, you just tell Pharaoh that you know a guy in the prison who is having some marital issues, who is having some financial issues, who needs to be born again, and let him have mercy on me too.
But
you forgot for 2 good years. For 2 good years that you got saved, you have never spoken to anybody about prison conditions and how you got out of prison. And how he too can come out of prison. You have become silent. You don't say anything to anybody.
Meanwhile,
when you were in the world, you were not there. You were not a quiet person. But for what God has done for you, to show your appreciation, that one you don't want to do.
And
when they say bring one soul to church, it only means that go and tell that soul, remember that soul to God. That we were all in prison together. And now he also wants you to save him. That's all that it means. So your silence means that you don't appreciate what God has done for you. You're not being able to tell your friend about your prison conditions. Means that you are not showing appreciation to God. The way to say thank you to God is to talk to somebody about what God has done for you. Wouldn't God be happier to see that you are talking to somebody about Christ than only coming here to dance every Sunday and going home without telling anybody to Christ? That is not how to say thank you. That is not how to say thank you. You will see what condition is that. Amen. Are you being blessed?
Amen.
Is it a powerful Thanksgiving service?
A powerful Thanksgiving service.
We want to say thank you, God. Properly. Thank you properly. He forgot about him. For 2 years. And you see, you know the reason he forgot about him? Because everything was okay.
That's right.
It's everything was okay. He forgot. Dancing in church. But forgotten about those out there who were not saved. Until one day, he saw that his life was in danger. Because Pharaoh had another dream. And
these
kind of pharaohs, if they have a dream and nobody interpret, they get angry.
Because
you are paid to interpret his dreams. You are paid to make his life comfortable. So how can he have a dream and nobody can tell him? So often they will say, look, all these magicians, you cannot, they should go and execute all of them. So the man now, after 2 years, the man was in danger. After 2 years, the man was in danger. Do you know what happened? And it came to pass in the morning, Pharaoh had a dream. So when you go to verse 8, after the dream, it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret the dream unto Pharaoh. All the magicians and nobody could tell. So Pharaoh was troubled in his spirit. And these pharaohs, when they are troubled in their spirit, it's not easy. Anything that comes to your mind, they will do. It was then that the man remembered that, hey! But there was none to interpret verse 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Hey, after 2 years, some of you are in church. A soul, one person, one soul, one person, one soul. Don't wait till one day when you are standing before God at the judgment seat of Christ that you say that I do remember my fault this day. It might be too late for you. It might be too late for you.
Too late.
He didn't appreciate Joseph. All the things Joseph did for him, he waited till another problem. If you're a pastor, you understand what I'm saying. If you have been a pastor for 24 hours,
so,
you understand what I'm saying. When people call when they have problems, and when the problems are sorted, that's guys.
So more how me from
hey! Hey! How can I say thanks? How do you think that Joseph would have been more appreciative if you were Joseph and you want this guy to thank you? Would you just want the guy to come to the prison and be giving you food to eat?
No.
He would want to get out of the prison. That is the only way. That's the best thank you can say to Joseph. That's the best thank you can say to Joseph. That's the best gift you can give to your husband. Best gift you can give to your boyfriend and your girlfriend who is walking according to the course of this world. To say, when I got born again, I gave my girlfriend's gift. And the gift was that I want to introduce you to Jesus. Some accepted, some didn't accept. Don't ask me how many. But some accepted. Some didn't accept. But as far as I was concerned, the best gift gift I could ever say give to them was to give them Jesus. I said, I thought I loved you. But now I now love you. And the love I have for you now is that take Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. Some gave me 3 months. Some gave me 5 months. I'll come back. It has been how many years? Because how can I say thanks? Do you know where I used to be? Do you know the things I used to do? That now God has quickened me that I don't do it again. Don't I have to say thank you? And how can I say it? How can I say it? I should do what is just reasonable. Hey!
Hey!
So if you have come, okay. So how can we say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 years. Look, anybody who have a friend who has a friend that so for 2 years you have not spoken to the person about your deliverance from prison. You are not thankful enough. You are not appreciative enough. I'm telling you. You are not thankful enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your silence raises many questions.
So come on.
Raises many, many, many questions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Another thing is to consider his benefits. Count your blessings,
need them
one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. But this one is another way. Consider his benefits.
Kai,
power. Second Chronicles 32.
Second Chronicles 32.
Hey.
Hey.
Your thank yous. Has God really been receiving it? Is
he
really ministering to God? God, there's a way to say thank you. And when you do that and it's accompanied with other things. Yesterday, a certain sister was there, said, the husband was not happy with the wife at all. And deep in the night, we're talking on video because it's another country. We're talking on video. And one of the things the person will say that how she serves me.
When you're ready, you just go and dish out your own food. The food is over there. When you're ready, just go and dish out yours.
Do you understand? The food is there. When you're ready to eat, go and take yours. Go and take some of it.
So, if you know,
we are ready. I know we could two there.
What's two there?
Hey,
hey!
It's like you are eating, oh, but how the food? Did you answer? Yeah, you want to say something?
The microwave is working now. The microwave is working.
Hey! You see how the wife is? The microwave is working now. If it wasn't working now, there's power.
What's the microwave near you, man?
It's a coded language, oh.
Hey.
It's a coded message that, look, serve yourself. Are you buffet? Are you buffet?
Continue with you.
In the kitchen. After when you go for party and they say, don't you take your own. And the microwave too is working. Depending on how hot you want it to be. Put it in the microwave yourself. So the brother was not happy at all. I said, hey, sister, you at least.
I said, oh.
You even dish it. I even say, you dish it and put it in the microwave. When I'm ready, then he is talking on the phone.
I said, oh.
Make sure they're meeting someone's house. Hey, my brother. My brother. I'm saying, okay, what bread? And so, dish it.
You're tired.
Face it. At least, why be? But the brother, you know, so the brother was not happy. Amen. Hey!
Hey!
Well, my darlings of numbers. The place is becoming hot, eh? 2 Chronicles 32,
23.
Eat, Yemiwa. 2 Chronicles 32, isn't it? 22. Thus, listen, oh, Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib. 2 Chronicles 32:22. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Syria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. May God deliver you from every Sennacherib or Sennacherib in the name of Jesus. And may God deliver you from the king of Assyria. And may God deliver you from the hand of all others who oppress you in Jesus' name. And may the Lord guide you on every side. This is what the Lord did for Hezekiah. In verse 25, look at how Hezekiah repaid the Lord. This is how he thanked him. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. For his heart was lifted up. Some of you, God has delivered you from every side. He has delivered you from Sennacherib or Sennacherib.
Were you with Sennacherib?
Okay, Sennacherib. I'll go by what he's saying. He has delivered you from the king of the from the hand of the king of Assyria.
Were you with Syria for him in soon?
And from all others.
Any town for you
today? He has given you a good job.
He said, "One more jumapa."
Good husband.
One more kunupa.
Good home.
One more fiepa.
But you have become so proud that you are not rendering according as God has done for you.
See, I won't mean Daniel. He said, "Yeah, esefata."
You are not doing what is your reasonable service.
Nianka, esuwe nino.
Hey. What is your? You see, just even come, just raise your hand. Remember,
Kai.
Remember,
Kai.
But he didn't. You see, according to the benefit done unto him.
Not of benefit.
See, it means that probably he didn't consider it as benefit.
No, on who he said your
pay. He probably is a right.
Or he said, oh, baby, I say saying your man.
You know, some of you when God decided.
And I said, yeah.
Bless you, that is my right.
So
he forgot about it. Please. The best way to say thank you to God is to remember all his benefits. And render to him according as he has done for you. That is the best way to say thank you. Not just shouting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has done so much for us, isn't it? Okay, because of time.
Mrenti.
Oh, you say Obao be here.
Hey!
How to say thanks? Don't forget the people God has given to you. Don't forget the help people have given you through God.
Yes.
It will make you thank God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? How can I say thanks?
First Samuel.
20. If it means somebody has just received his visa. 20. When I said
20.
You just received a visa. Pam! When you in your passport.
Receive it.
You receive it, eh? Okay. 25 means you have come back to Ghana. Verse 14 and 16. He said, but one of the young men.
25.
This story was about David, Nabal, and Abigail. When David was in the wilderness, in the desert,
David
running away from Saul.
Saul.
So this story is about David. He did so many things.
And
the time came, he heard that Nabal was sharing his sheep. He was trying to be good to people who have been good to him. So David also told his people that, I've heard that Nabal is giving gifts. And appreciating people for what they've done for him. He is appreciating those who have been beneficial to his business. So David also sent his people to go to Nabal. So that he can also get his share. Because it was only reasonable according to David. As far as David was concerned.
David, dear.
It was only reasonable that Nabal would give him some. But Nabal didn't do that. So one of the young people there heard. So if you go to chapter 25, verse 14. Say, but one of the young men told
Abigail,
Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master.
David assumed uncrofoso on metia ye penny.
And he railed on them.
No tietiomo.
Just what tietiomo.
Tietiomo.
David sent his young men, but Nabal railed on them.
That's Nabal tietiomo.
But the men.
That's uncrofono.
But the men were very good unto us.
Omuye uncrofono. Omuye di. Omashe yasuye.
Are you understanding it? But the men were very good unto us.
No,
and we were not hurt. Neither missed we anything. As long as we were conversant with them when we were in the field.
Yeah.
We were not hurt. All our animals, everything was safe.
Yeah.
They were a wall unto us both by day and night.
No,
listen, the young men could even see what these guys were doing for them. They were a wall unto us in both day and night. Wow. All the while we were with them keeping the sheep.
Verse 17.
And the Bible says.
The Bible say.
It says, now therefore, know and consider what thou would do. In other words, they were telling Abigail to do what was reasonable. To show appreciation to
David.
After David has protected them. After God has been a pillar of fire for you day and night. After God has delivered you from devils and demons and wizards. Just consider what you will do to say thank you.
Now
know and consider what thou would do. God, neighbor, I obviously didn't remember. But you now,
oh dear,
consider what you do to say thank you. And sometimes some people's husbands are neighbors. They don't know how to thank God. And especially if you put your accounts together. And you want to thank God. And you see that neighbor will say, what have they done for us? What have they done for us? And Nabal said a lot of bad things to David. He said, you some of these young men these days, you just walk by heart in the town. You run away from your masters.
Hey.
So, but you know that what David was going to do in verse 21. Are you understand what I'm saying? What the title of the message? How
can I say thanks?
You know the reason why you are silent?
You
have forgotten where you are coming from. Do you know why you are not dancing? Do you know why you are not active in church? You have forgotten where God has delivered you from. You have forgotten about prison conditions. But now things are okay for you like the butler. Verse
21,
22. Samuel 25. Now David has said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow had in the wilderness. So that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he had requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David. So, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that beset against the wall.
Sir, ochina no pa me jai obia or timi jun so gu first wobia hua.
Any that beset against the wall.
Obi or timi jun so gu first wobia hua.
It is just recent that we have seen a woman piss against the wall.
And I see any who's timi so gu.
Previously, they don't do that.
Come on,
it's men who piss against the wall. When they get a gun, then they spray the bullet on the wall like that. David was saying, "Adia Papa na ina shim me." So by morning, this time, I am going to destroy every man, anything that beset against the wall. Even a dog, sometimes the dogs also do this and piss on me. Hey! So can you see how God takes it when we don't appreciate what he has done for us? How God, even man, look at how man is so angry. And let them tell you, God can be more angry than man. Only that the time hasn't come. One day you shall stand before the judgment seat of God. That's where you see the anger of God. And that's why you see the Bible say it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. It's a fearful thing. Because his judgments are right.
Hey.
Any that piss it on the wall. Those who have been pissing on the wall, you should stop. Hey! But you see, at the end of the day, neighbor was asking the question, what at all has David done for me?
Neighbor, you'll be saying, then David, I am.
It will happen anyway. David has done nothing. Hallelujah.
Hey.
So we thank God that Bible says, in verse 10 to 11, Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David?
Nabal said, David.
Meanwhile, even the servants of Nabal could see that it was because of David that his business was still working.
Nabal,
and yet,
David,
you see why you can't show appreciation to people. But who is David?
David,
who is David?
David,
who is my pastor?
Who
is God?
Who
is Jesus?
When is Jesus?
What has he done?
Then why?
Who is David?
David or why?
And who is the son of Jesse?
Nah, Jesse so bad so why?
Then you look at what some from Israel can. There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. When the man was laying his hands on your wedding. And we're saying that I declare you man and woman. And that I didn't say that. Where is his anointing?
That
one day you believe it. That you are husband and wife. Now you're asking who is David?
David or
who is the son of Jesse?
Jesse by a wine.
He said, shall I take my bread? You wouldn't even have the bread if David had not protected your bread.
David,
how can I say thanks? Some of you didn't even have heard this. Some of you said, by the communion we got saved. By this, it is God who has kept you. Or you thought that's your driving skills.
And I'll just say,
No. I'm sure there's somebody who thinks it's driving skills. I'm sure you think it's your driving skills. That you have gone to the motorway and come.
Go to me from motorways, Weber.
Hey. Say, shall I take my bread? And my water.
Any means you.
And my flesh that I have killed for my sharers.
Any
and give it unto men whom I know not whence they do. You know that's why people say pastors don't work. They are Nabalic. You see, I don't know what work he does. So how can I take my money and give to him? How can I take my fridge and give to him? How can I take this my meat and give to him? What work does he do? So when they see us driving cars, these pastors, what at all do they do that they drive cars? If it wasn't for David, that neighbor wouldn't recognize. The young men said, all our animals would have finished. They were a wall to us against predators. They were a wall to us. But now you are asking, who is David that I should spend this on him? Who is God that I should give him my first and best? He said, he shall rebuild the devourer and open the... Do you know the devourers who are around you today? Devourers, you have no idea. You have no idea the devourers. How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Finally, people are thinking, I tell you. Hey. Say, who is David?
Was it David or why?
Some of you haven't it occurred to you that what where does the pastor do? If you are someone who thinks you should rather think that the best person who should rather drive a good car is, of course, I mean, they're always good and bad, but of course, it's your pastor.
All things being equal.
The church is quiet, isn't it? Yeah. It's your pastor. What did David do? He said he was a pillar for us. He protected us. The Bible said, they watch over your soul. The watchman, not of your money. Not of your soul. And you ask, what work do they do that I should kill my meat and give to them? That's what David, the man was saying. Nebalic guys. Finally, how can I say thanks? Your words must be accompanied by actions. At the conclusion of this all, whatever you say, it's your actions that will show appreciation. Yeah. One lady said, he's always saying, I love you. But when I go home, he has squeezed his face. I can't even look at his face. How can I go and say this and that? How can I go? As soon as I see him, I get scared. So even though you are saying the person should talk to you, your face doesn't correspond to you, your actions does not correspond to what you are saying. He said you love the person.
What's all done, Ipano?
But when you see the person, you frown.
That's who Ipano is.
And the person asks, okay, it's okay.
Oh, be someone saying,
I'll do it.
I won't.
I've heard.
Mate.
Hey. How can this correspond to what you are saying?
Echo.
He said, I love you.
What's the dog?
And yet, anytime I talk to you, you are bored. Anytime you are angry. Your words and your actions do not go together.
Isaiah
chapter
1.
Verse 10. I'm just closing. Are we going to people of thanks? People who give thanks. Are we going to, MF, are you going to someone who give thanks? Yes. Thanks. Thankful people. Correct. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? To what purpose are your emblems unto me, saith the Lord? To what purpose are all your sacrifices and offerings unto me? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and of fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he goats. When you appear before me, who has required of your hand to tread my court? Bring no more vain oblations. Bring no more word. Incense is an abomination unto me.
Incense.
The new moons and Sabbath, the call of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hated. They are trouble unto me. I am weary of them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you.
Yea,
when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. We leave the oppressed. Judge the fatherless and plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as white, as red as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
Though
they be red as like crimson, they shall be like wool. Listen, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing, and so we'll read the same thing.
Yes.
And they already read the same. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You can say it in heaven. Say it in heaven, let me see. Hey, the man has forgotten this heaven. Hey. Say it in heaven, let me see. Ten pieto toi.
Nami do toa miadu nunye yihele anyigbalaji.
Tell me your totua. Njabi nyeve inyalaji. If you are willing and obedient,
Semuya asutia.
So God is saying that He needs action and not mere words.
Nyankopon se anyen semu nkwa no hia ohia namotuo.
And what does this action God requires of us?
Na namotuo be nyanyame hia fi yenchen.
Which is a reasonable service to say thank you.
Ah, esefata se ebetimi adanase.
It's only to appreciate God.
And say yes and danase.
And use our bodies a living sacrifice
unto God. Yen fire hunam enya foria etiase.
Appreciate that everything that has happened to us has come because of God.
Yen ka se bia wa yama enyina en nchen.
And don't be silent.
Na menka wanu ntu.
You see, show to people that you are thankful to God for saving
you.
By winning a soul. By talking about the prison conditions. By talking about others who are in prison. So that they can also receive Jesus. And I say, after that, you will eat the good of the land. How many of you want to eat the good of the land? The good of the land are good jobs. Good salaries. Good places of living. Good friends. Good marriages. And I see you in 2019. Not after we heard this word. We've had this word. After hearing this word, for 2019, I say in
2019,
you are going to see things that shall surprise you. Surprise upon surprise upon surprise upon surprise. Surprises galore. It's what is going to happen in
2019.
But appreciate God. If you are willing and you're obedient, you will see how the testimonies are going to increase in this church. Those who are doing that which is their reasonable service, you see. Just thank God. Just say thank you, Jesus. Just say thank you. Not after what you have heard, that you will not.
How can I say thanks?
Just thank God. Close your eyes and thank God. Forget about the person sitting next to you. He can't do you anything. He can't give you even the money you need.
Thank you, Jesus.
He cannot even lay hands on you for one eye to be open.
For your
deliverance. Just concentrate on God and say thank you,
Jesus. For your deliverance.
Of a million angels,
thank you for keeping us.
Could not express my gratitude.
We thank you, Jesus.
And all that I am and never hope to be, I owe it all to you.
Sing it again. How can I say thanks?
How can I say thanks?
How?
For the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. And all that I am and never hope to be, Lord, I owe it all to thee.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
And just thank God, give Him glory.
For the things He has done, with the blood He has saved me, with His power He has raised me to God.
Let's give God the glory. The glory must be to our God.
All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be to the Lord.
Come on now, lift up your hand and give all the glory to God.
All the glory must be to the Lord, for He
singers, just say thank you to just in your own way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just thank Him.
We bless
for
your name,
all that has done for you.
We worship you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We magnify your name, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for preserving our lives, oh God. Thank you for
once,
protecting us.
For
we worship
once,
you, oh God.
Thank
we
God
thank
from
you
your
for 2018.
Heart.
Thank
for
you
once,
for preserving our lives, oh God.
For, once,
for delivering us
show
from
to
every
God that
evil,
you appreciate
oh God.
Your salvation.
Lord, we appreciate you, oh God.
For once.
Thank you for the gift of salvation.
Let him know that he's
thank
the one
for the
who
gift
has
of
kept
salvation.
You.
It is you, oh God.
All
the glory is to you, oh God.
Appreciate
we worship
him.
Your holy name.
Appreciate
we magnify
him.
Your name, oh God.
Him.
We thank you, oh God,
thank
for
you,
your
Jesus.
Deliverance. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for preserving our lives, oh God.
Father, we thank you.
Yes.
And we give you praise in
we
Jesus'
praise,
name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, today is also our Thanksgiving service. We give you envelopes.
Yeah, ma'am, envelopes. And
if you brought your envelope of Thanksgiving,
so do envelope
just
papa.
Come and put it here.
Pacho Fabra.
Just put it here. Consider carefully the benefits of God.
So do envelope, papa.
You
came, Fabra.
Your envelope, just come and put it here. Your envelope of Thanksgiving.
Unasi envelope, no dia ba, Mr. Fabra.
Just come and put it here. You can put it, you can just drop it there. God bless you. If you didn't have envelope but you want to say thank you to God in a special way, not in a normal offering. Not in a normal offering. You said, God said, I don't need your offerings. What I need is that you'll be willing and obedient. But if you still want to give your Thanksgiving offering, you don't have envelope, you can raise your hand. They give an envelope. How can we say thanks? How can we say thanks? For all the things you have done. Some of you collected the envelope, but they say, we will not bring it. Because what has God done for us? The other young men told Abigail, for what this man has done against David. Consider how you do and what you do. Give him special thanks. Otherwise,
yes, sir.
I realized David had plans to go and destroy everything that had happened. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. No man on earth should give glory to himself. For everything that we see is God that we give glory to. Hallelujah. How can we say thank you? How can we say thank you? God bless you. How can I say thanks? How many of you think that is a very good message for you?
We are sent by my
that God has delivered you from all those things. Some of you young people, it's God who has saved you. Otherwise, by now, today you say you are a virgin. By now, 75 guys have blasted you. But today, you are singing in the church. Even if you are not, you are. The blood of Jesus has washed you. And we declare you a virgin from today in Jesus' name. Amen. But after today, don't go and break it again.
Don't
go and break it again. Wonderful. God bless all of you. You may take your seat. Wonderful. If today is your first time of coming, can you give me a wave? Somebody invited you and you came. Can you give me a wave? Give me a wave. Oh, wow. If you also invited somebody to church today, can you give me a wave? You were appreciative to God. Wow. Now, together with all those who want to give their life to Jesus, those who invited people to church, if you came for the first time today, and if you want to give your life to Jesus, take your everything and come to me right here. If you brought somebody, go and bring the person to the front. If it's your first time of coming, stand to your feet and come. If you invited somebody, go and bring the person. If you want to give your life to Jesus, come and stand here. And God bless you. Put your hands together for them as they come. Oh, put your hands together for them as they come. Now, those of you here, I want you to say this with me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
Right now. I take Jesus.
Into my heart.
Into my life. As my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For forgiving me of my sins. Washing me with your blood. From today. I say. That Jesus.
It's Lord.
And thank you that I'm born again. Amen.
Achomunka wo twimu ndi mechi kase radi Yesu. Medawase. Se wa jimi. Enne. Mede me homa. Mesrao. Fami boni nyina chemi. Na tro mi din. Ewo nkwa homa ni. Medawase. Se wa ye ma body foforo. Ewo Yesu din. Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.